When it comes to security, airlines have two problems: how to get passengers through check-in lines quickly, while at the same time following strict security precautions. NPR's Marianne Akers reports that airlines are looking to computers for help.
Most U.S. airlines have them. They're known as easy check-in kiosks for anyone who has an e-ticket. United Airlines has lots of the machines at Chicago O'Hare, and it strongly encourages passengers to use them.
Welcome to United. There is no need to wait. Please step up to any available check-in unit.
Jeff Valentine is about to fly home to Baltimore. He's never done self-check-in, but he hopes it shortens his trek through the ever-expanding security lines. Valentine sees a row of machines in front of the ticket counter. They look like ATMs, and he sees ticket agents nearby to assist.
Sir, what do I need to give you for this?
Do you want to try to check yourself in here?
I guess so. What's involved?
All he needs is a magnetic striped card, like a credit card, anything with his identification on it. Valentine chooses a kiosk and sticks his American Express card in. Then he types the first three letters of his destination. The computer screen displays Valentine's itinerary, and then come the security questions. First, do you have any baggage to check?
The answer was no, other than carry-on. Has anyone unknown to you asked you to carry an item on this flight? The answer is no. Have you, any of the items you were traveling with been out of your immediate control since you packed them? Not really. Please wait while we complete your check-in.
And he likes it. Easy and fast.
It seems to work just as well as a human being in most cases now. They've been asking the same questions verbally for years now, so having them posted on a computer screen is not much different.
Some security experts agree it really doesn't matter whether it's a human or a machine asking those questions.
Because it's both done mechanically, you can just as easily lie to both.
Brian Jenkins is an aviation expert with the RAND Corporation.
The current process, whether by the person behind a counter or through a kiosk, is really an example of simply a mindless application of a procedure without making it part of an overall strategy.
Others disagree. They argue that those questions are a good reminder to passengers. Cahill Flynn, the former head of security at the Federal Aviation Administration, says it's important to remember that people on their way to an airport are targets for terrorists who might slip a bomb into a bag.
Then we can help ourselves and ensure the security of flights by helping to open the bag, look into it, and say, oh, what is this thing here that I didn't pack? Or ensuring that that particular bag is given a lot of attention before it is loaded on the plane.
But Flynn agrees with Jenkins that U.S. airport security needs to change so that screeners learn how to look for people, not just bombs. That's standard practice at Israel's El Al airline, widely known for its rigorous and effective security. El Al has been touted as a model for U.S. security, but experts say it's not easily transferable. The United States has a huge number of flights, a diverse population, and concerns about civil liberties. El Al officials conduct intensive interviewing of passengers in full view of others in line, and that's not something Americans would likely tolerate. As Brian Jenkins at RAND says, Americans prefer to keep their security passive and democratic, and if they think machines can do the job, they'll take it. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.